From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. West Virginia voters are projected to give Hillary Clinton a win tonight in that state. NPR, based on exit polling of voters, projects that the New York senator and former first lady will finish well ahead of Senator Barack Obama. Here are a few of the voices from the voters today in West Virginia.
It ain't over till the fat lady sings, and, you know, it's still anybody's contest. It really is.
I voted for Obama. He's, I think, pretty much wrapped it up at this point.
I don't know anything about him, never heard anything from him, and he pops up out of nowhere, and I just don't like that, you know. I don't know where he's coming from.
I like her better than I do him. Better than Bush.
And from start to finish, we heard from Cameron McKinney, Sean Snyder, Patricia Tyler, and Morris Hale Cooper, all residents of Alum Creek, West Virginia. The voters in that state today, where Senator Hillary Clinton is the projected winner over Barack Obama of Illinois. And joining us now to talk about tonight and the election road ahead next couple of weeks, NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Welcome, Mara.
Hello, Noah.
And Washington editor Ron Elving.
Good to be with you, Noah.
Sometimes these, Ron, these late individual primaries don't really tell us very much about what's been happening or what's going to happen. Any instructional value from West Virginia, do you think?
Yes, I think there is some instructional value. The demographic within the Democratic Party that is somewhat rural, that is more white, that is not so affluent and not so educated, has not been with Barack Obama except in a couple of exception primaries as we've gone through this season. And in this particular state, that demographic was extraordinarily dominant. And as a result, the result that we're seeing, a 2-1 win for Hillary Clinton. If you took the same demographic out of virtually any other state that he has won, you would see much the same result. So the only thing that's different here is that West Virginia is a particular slice of the Democratic electorate and is not representative of the full Democratic electorate as some of the other states have been. Now, sometimes these late primaries, I'm thinking back to 1980 when Ronald Reagan was on his way to the Republican nomination and fairly easily so, but late in the process, late in May, the state of Michigan, large state, voted and gave its vote to George H.W. Bush by 25 percentage points. Huge landslide for H.W. Bush. And within a few days, he had dropped out of the contest and endorsed Ronald Reagan and gotten in line hoping to be vice president. Now, I'm not saying that's necessarily what's going to happen in this instance, but we have seen precedents for that.
Mara, see a great deal of exuberance among the Clinton people tonight, and we're going to hear her talk to her supporters in Charleston. They have that right to feel up and strong and very positive about what happened today.
They certainly do, especially her voters in these states that are just getting to see her now late in the process. They are excited about her. She does have a lot of support in the party. I think she really has found her voice late in the process. She's kind of ditched the strength and experience message and became this tribune of the working class, and it seemed to fit her almost better. But it did come too late to overcome him in the delegate race. And I do think what we're seeing in West Virginia, as Ron said, is Obama has his work cut out for him. He still doesn't have a message for those white working class voters. And interestingly enough, he didn't try that hard in West Virginia. He could never have won there, but he certainly could have tried out his messages, seen what he could do, see if he could make an improvement. And as Professor Rupp, who you talked to earlier, said, Illinois is a coal state, and he has a lot of good things to say about coal and clean coal technology, things that voters in West Virginia might have related to, and he didn't bother. But I do think that as the we pivot to the general election, this is a group of voters that Obama really has to do some work with, not unlike other demographic groups in the Democratic Party, for instance, Jewish voters, who he is working very hard with to overcome his problems.
NPR's Mara Liasson and Washington editor Ron Elving, thank you for being with us.